Dictation for Brandon Jones, J-O-N-E-S, June 887, addresses a letter to Dr. Jonathan Irias, E-I-R-U-S, 629-8145. Dear Dr. Irias, follow up for Mr. Jones, who has nephrotic syndrome, preserved kidney function, obesity, hypertension, uncontrolled diabetes, prior clinical picture of steroid-sensitive nephrotic syndrome that responded very well with the steroids. No biopsy could be done at University of Michigan because of the size of the patient, and he developed radiculopathy from steroid exposure. Last visit in November, medications has been adjusted for his psychiatry problem, 2 meals a day, which is not new, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, foaminess of the urine, but no cloudiness of blood, good valium, stable edema, stable dyspnea, rest and or activity, has not required any oxygen, chronic orthopnea, 60 degrees, shoulder pain, no chest pain palpitation, syncope, has not been able to check blood pressure at home. Medication list review, I want to highlight Lasix, Losartan, Aldactone for blood pressure nephrotic syndrome. New medication, Abilify, A-B-I-L-I-F-I, Zoloft, Trazodone, off the Effexor because of causing hallucination. Also takes Buspar. Cholesterol treatment, diabetes medications, short long-acting insulin, among others, change to long-acting metformin. Next paragraph, today blood pressure 128/80 on the left-sided, morbid obesity 324, although improved from prior visit 342, alert of the intestine 3, no respiratory distress, respiratory cardiovascular, no major abnormalities, no abdominal tenderness, stable edema, no neurological problems. Next paragraph, chemistry, January, normal kidney function, uncontrolled diabetes, low protein, low albumin from nephrotic syndrome, normal sodium potassium acid base, elevated alkaline phosphatase, the liver function test normal, normal white blood cell platelets, hemoglobin at 13.1. Previously documented nephrotic range proteinuria syndrome from September last year, 4.68. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Nephrotic syndrome, few years back, how rapidly develop and the response to steroids makes a clinical diagnosis of steroid-sensitive glomerulopathy, likely in the minimal change category. Unfortunately, no biopsy could be done in our facilities, as well as University of Michigan, because of the body size of the patient. We were forced to stop steroids because he developed a very severe, painful radiculopathy from the steroids. He has preserved kidney function. We are doing maximal treatment with Losartan and trying to control blood pressure better. We have added also Aldactone, and we are going to increase the dose from 25 to 50 milligrams, assess potassium as well as any potential breast tenderness or gynecomastia. It's been a number of years since this happening, and of course, superimposed diabetic changes and diabetic nephropathy will be added to this differential diagnosis. The prior response to steroids goes against secondary type FSGS associated to morbid obesity, which will not respond to steroids. Blood pressure right now appears to be well controlled. He needs to be more physically active, awaiting spring, summertime, continue cholesterol management, continue aggressive psychiatric treatment. Chemistry is on a regular basis. Plan to see him back on the next 4 months or so.